Scholars see tango's genesis and its strongest roots as coming from an Afro-Argentine and Afro-Uruguayan influence of candombe, which refers to both the rhythm and dance brought to Argentina and Uruguay from Central African slaves. Tango scholar Carolyn Merritt suggests that this characteristic of fusion, which is a central tenet to the development of tango, was a product of parody. In her book, Tango Nuevo, parts of which you are reading, she writes, quote, "Fusion via parody was central to the development of the dance. The city's compadritos, hoodlums, lifted and mocked movements of the black tango, an improvised dance rooted in candombe and danced apart to create the milonga, a precursor to the tango, an improvisational dance executed in an embrace." End quote. Tango is more than a hybrid dance. It is also a hybrid in terms of geography, as the dance form developed from interactions between Buenos Aires, Argentina, and Montevideo, Uruguay, which is situated on the opposite shore of Rio de la Plata. Take a look at this map at the Rio de la Plata and notice how the cities of Buenos Aires and Montevideo are closely located in proximity, separated only by the river. And finally, tango music is also a hybrid, with roots coming from the habanera, Andalusian music, Argentine cowboy minstrels, and folk songs imported from the Argentina plains, or pampas. Tango music developed from the improvisational exchange between the dancer and the musicians who inhabited the margins of society in the Rio de la Plata region at the end of the 19th century.